Hey, Clever Foxes, we've finally come to crafting your mission statement and practicing your elevator pitch. I recommend completing this lesson after going through most of the other lessons because you need to have all the knowledge and insight about your business from the other tasks before being able to craft your mission statement effectively. So we're going to go over your business values and your mission statement. Once you've completed all the other lessons, delving deep into everything about your business, you should have a pretty firm handle on what you do, why you do it, and who you help. Now you need to turn all this knowledge into a mission statement or a manifesto, elevator pitch, genuine conversation, whatever you want to call it. It needs to be clear, concise, and roll off your tongue when someone asks you what you do. Firstly, we're going to look at what are your business values. In preparation for crafting your mission statement, we need to first look at what values you want to cultivate and convey with your business, as these will really be the basis of why you do what you do and indicate what impact you want to leave on your customers. Your business values are what you want your customer to experience when they interact with your brand and will be represented in every way you reach out to your customers, in how you communicate with them via phone or email or website, printed materials or face-to-face interactions. Sometimes people call these touch points. In every way you can reach your customer is a touch point. Take a minute to think about the following questions and remind yourself of the work you do and why. What do you want to accomplish with your business? What experience do you want your customer to have with you? What's the difference you want to make in the world? And what are you most passionate about? Your values will be quite personal to you, so take your time and come up with a list of 5 to 10 words that you think represent what the core values are or will be in your business. You might have more than 10, but do try to really hone in on 5 that are the most important to you. Once you have your list, I want you to create a piece of art featuring your core values. You can create your own in Photoshop or Illustrator, or just draw it, or you can also go to wordle.net and you can create a word art there. This is my example for the Makers Collective. I know, it's way more than 5 words, but I did use size to indicate my most important ones. So I'm hoping that the Makers Collective comes across as creative, inspiring, supportive, innovative, fun, contemporary, informative, encouraging, friendly, educational, enlightening, and helpful. Once you've created your word art, make sure you save it and share it with the group because we'd all love to see what you've come up with. Now it's time to craft your mission statement. If you want to make a mission statement that you can actually remember, you have to make it personal. This is why you should base your mission statement on the values you hold close, personally and in your business. When creating your mission statement, you need to avoid using jargon, buzzwords, or anything too descriptive or fancy. Stick to simple, clear phrasing so your customer can also commit it to memory. If you need a hand getting started, this is my example, color-coded to answer the following questions. So, what do we do? Whom do we do it for? How do we do it? And what value are we bringing? This is my mission statement. My business teaches creative women how to start a business, offering online courses, workshops, and trainings, giving them the confidence, knowledge, and encouragement to become independent business owners. Once you've got a basic outline of your statement, you'll need to tweak it and refine it until it sits just right with you. Practice saying it to yourself, to the mirror, to your dog, to your mum, anyone that will listen. Don't ask for feedback or advice, as you are the one that knows your business best. But saying it out loud like this will let you hear it properly and you'll get a feel for if it's right or not. Once you've got it, share your mission statement in the private group. So this was probably one of the shortest videos for all the lessons, but I really want you to take your time with this task because it really encompasses everything that we've already gone over in all the other lessons. So take your time, get it right, share with us what your mission statement is, and most importantly, have a bit of fun with it.